Dit is een
Radio.nl
podcast.
40 jaar BBC Radio 1 en 2. Het nieuwe millennium.
Achtergrond.
Nieuws.
De Britse radiostations BBC Radio 1 en 2 waren vorige maand exact 40 jaar in de lucht. Op 30 september 1967 startten beide radiostations met hun uitzendingen. Tot halverwege de jaren 90 was Radio 1 veruit de populairste zender. Tegenwoordig is Radio 2 dat. Radio.nl blikt in vier delen terug op het rijke verleden dat beide zenders hebben. Vandaag het laatste deel, het nieuwe millennium.
Dit is een Radio.nl podcast.
Lange tijd kampte Radio 1 met dalende luistercijfers, mede veroorzaakt door de verjonging en de wisselingen in de ochtend. Sinds een paar jaar heeft het station de stijgende lijn echter weer te pakken. En dat is grotendeels te danken aan Chris Moyles, die sinds begin 2004 de ochtendshow presenteert.
Chris Moyles, savior of Radio 1.
Voorwaarde van Moyles om de ochtend te gaan doen was dat hij volledige vrijheid kreeg. En daar moest de leiding van Radio 1 toch wel even goed over nadenken. Moyles staat namelijk nogal te boek als iemand die geen blad voor de mond neemt. Daarbij moeten zijn collega's het regelmatig ontgelden. Maar ook van zelfspot is Moyles niet vies. Zo bleek uit een interview met Newsbeat.
You're listening to Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Okay, so let's speak to the man himself, Chris Moyles. He's taken over the Radio 1 breakfast show from Sarah Cox sometime in the new year. She's moving to his afternoon slot. Chris, congratulations.
Thank you very much, George. I couldn't have done it without all your help.
I remember you always said you wanted to be the saviour of Radio 1 when you first joined Radio 1.
I've been saying I'm the saviour of Radio 1 for years, and now finally I get to prove it on the breakfast show. Not that, you know, I needed to prove it, because all of my adoring fans knew that already.
Of course, there is one slight downside, and it's those early starts, which means no more late nights.
Do you know, the early starts actually don't look that bad when you get the paycheck. I mean, seriously, I'll get up at 3 a.m. for the money they're going to be throwing at me. £4 an hour. Thank you.
But you are going to have to cut down on those late night drinking sessions, aren't you?
I'd rather not think about cutting down on late night drinking yet. That's the one thing which makes me cry.
Is this all you've ever wanted to do when you came to Radio 1?
There were two ambitions I wanted to achieve when I got to Radio 1. Number one was to kind of work our way up and do the breakfast show, and the second one revolved around Coxie and Zoe Ball in a shower. But I'm pleased to say that I've achieved now both of these things, and I'm very, very happy.
Cheers, Chris.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Een paar jaar later kwam Moyles overigens in het nieuws nadat hij per ongeluk het fuck had geroepen tijdens de uitzending.
How you been, Donna?
I've been fine, thank
how's,
you.
How's the How are you? I'm good, how's the family?
They're fine. Yeah. Chris, can we be friends and can I come around and bring you sandwiches in the style of Chris Martin?
Well, no.
You sycophant, that's fair.
What?
You know, the other day when Chris Martin was on, you were proper sub-button and please can I come round to yours and I'll bring you sandwiches and your life will be empty without me in it.
Yeah, because I want to be friends with Chris Martin.
And I want to be friends with you.
Yeah, well, it ain't going to happen, you weirdo. I'm sorry, but you and Chris Martin, you're not in the same league, love. He's the front lead singer of one of the greatest bands. Shut your face, I'm talking.
Shut your face.
Right, how many albums have you had out? How many singles have you... Are you married to a Hollywood superstar? I don't think so. You got 3 kids from some fucking... Oh, pardon my language. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. It came out. I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry.
That's a fine for you.
Anyway, yes, we can be friends. That'll be just a lot easier.
Each other, I love you.
We've missed you, Donna.
I love you too, Donna.
I miss you too. Don, can I be your PA, please?
Just say yes.
Yes.
Whatever you want.
Jolly well, yes.
Give her whatever she wants.
Come round to my house, Donna, as well, okay?
All right, excellent.
Come round and wash my mouth out with soap and water.
We'll send you some CDs.
I am so sorry, I apologize.
Net als in de Verenigde Staten is in Engeland vloeken in de media not done. Alleen zijn de straffen in Engeland niet zo hoog, want Moyles mocht gewoon blijven. Dat kwam mede omdat Moyles deed waarvoor aangenomen was, want het marktaandeel in de ochtend steeg behoorlijk. En dat had ook weer verdere doorwerking op het gehele marktaandeel van de zender. En dus maakt Moyles zijn bijnaam waar. Hij is de redder van Radio 1. Al moet middag-DJ Scott Mills ook niet uitgevlakt worden, want ook hij is behoorlijk populair.
Scott Mills.
Radio
1. Radio 1. Radio 1.
Terwijl van Radio 1 Chris Moyles regelmatig in opspraak is gekomen, heeft Johnny Walker deze eer voor Radio 2. Zowel bewust als onbewust. In 1993 werd hij namelijk door de BBC geschorst nadat hij in het nieuws kwam wegens drugsbezit. Maar het publiek en de BBC waren vergevingsgezind. Want in 1998 kreeg Walker het Drive Time slot van de Radio 2 weer.
Turn your radio up.
Drive Time on Radio 2.
Oh,
Walker. Desondanks wist de DJ in juni 2003 opnieuw voor een controverse te zorgen. Walker vertelde namelijk live op de radio dat er darmkanker bij hem was geconstateerd. Het zorgde voor een schok bij vele luisteraars. Na enkele maanden afwezigheid wegens behandeling keerde Walker gewoon weer terug op de zender.
Radio.nl podcast.
In februari van dit jaar kondigde Walker aan te stoppen met zijn dagelijkse middagshow om een spiritueel programma in het weekend te gaan presenteren. We bespraken dit al eens in een eerdere podcast.
The Water Boys. And how long will I love you? I mean, forever. Of course, is the obvious answer. How long will I be doing the Drive Time show? That's a bit different. I've been talking to Radio 2 for over a year now about some kind of program with a spiritual angle. And the kind of music that would go with that, and it's sometimes hard to do on Drive Time. Anyway, I'll start a new schedule from the end of next month, which means I'll be doing a program with a spiritual slant on a Sunday. I will be doing some more documentaries, similar to the one I did with Eric Clapton last year, which I very much enjoyed doing. Anyway, sitting in for Terry while he's away on leave. But this does mean that I'll be coming off the Drive Time show at the end of March, which will be very sad, but we've done 7 years together, and I'm a great believer in seven-year cycles, so perhaps now it's time for me to do something new and for some new person to be here on the program between 5 and 7.
Op 31 maart presenteerde hij de show dan ook voor de laatste keer.
Radio.nl.
Voor de BBC was het taak om een opvolger te zoeken, en dit zorgde voor veel ophef. Radio 2 schoof namelijk Chris Evans naar voren. Het voormalige enfant terrible, die al heel wat schandalen op zijn naam had staan, had al sinds 2005 een eigen weekendshow op de zender. Maar Evans op primetime op het brave Radio 2? Dat kon toch niet? En dus regende het klachten bij de BBC over het besluit. Maar de Beep hield het been stijf en dus vertrok Evans naar de avondspits.
Online, on digital, and on 88-91 FM, BBC Radio 2.
Thank you to Steve Wright and his team, and now it's definitely our turn.
The Chris Evans Show.
And when it's our turn, that means, of course, on a Friday, it's your turn. Good afternoon, friends, and thanks for tuning in. At the end of a week where we all discovered that Northern Rock didn't, in fact, make waterproof clothing, but were, in fact, a bank, let me say forget all that now, as it is well and truly the weekend, which means it must be All Request Friday. And guess what? It is! Hurrah! So for the next 2 hours, you get to tell us here at the BBC radio station what to play. I'll pop on one to start us off, and then it's up to you. How do you do it? By telephoning this number, 0500 288 291.
Inmiddels lijkt Evans geheel geaccepteerd te zijn door de luisteraars van Radio 2. De DJ blijkt namelijk niet alleen ouder, maar ook wijzer en milder te zijn geworden.
Alright, so if you've not been to London before and you come in, either this weekend or in the near future, or maybe just, you know, at some point in the rest of your life, it's not easy, is it? If you've never been before, it's not easy. You think it's all there, you get in the middle of it, and you think, where the heck do we start? It's very simple. If you've got one day, this is what you do, okay? There are other things to do, but this is one suggestion for you. Find Big Ben. It's not difficult, it's huge. It's got a big clock at the top of it. And then you're on the side of Big Ben, and then you cross over that bridge and you turn left, all right? And that's the old town hall there, and you're now on the south side of the river. And then you start walking, okay, and you walk east, and you just walk down the south bank, and you'll come across, like, street entertainers, you'll see the Tate Gallery, and you'll pass probably one of the best food markets in the world called Borough Street Market. And it's just gorgeous. And you keep on walking all the way up to Tower Bridge. And, you know, stop when you see some fun. And maybe you'll never get to Tower Bridge. If you do get there, then you can cross back over. And you can just be back on the right side of the road again. Or you can continue to the Tate Gallery. And then opposite that is St. Paul's over the Wobbly Bridge. Actually, no, that's just before Tower Bridge. So that's what you got there. You got that there now? Are you happy? Excellent. Good. It's all free. And that's what I would do if I had half a day in London. There are other things to do. I'm just saying. That's all.
Dit is een Radio.nl podcast.
De eerste 40 jaar van BBC Radio 1 en 2 gingen gepaard met veel veranderingen. Maar nu kan gezegd worden dat beide stations een eigen plekje in het Britse radiolandschap veroverd hebben. Radio 1 is mede dankzij DJ's als Chris Moyles, Scott Mills, Joe Wiley, Edith Bouwman en Zane Lowe verreweg de populairste zender onder jongeren tussen de 15 en 24 jaar. Radio 2 is mede dankzij Terry Wogan, Ken Bruce, Jeremy Wine, Steve Wright, Chris Evans, Johnny Walker en Jonathan Ross de best beluisterde radiozender van het Verenigd Koninkrijk. Mede hierdoor is de BBC momenteel oppermachtig op het gebied van radio. En dus zullen BBC Radio 1 en Radio 2 er over 40 jaar ongetwijfeld nog zijn. Radio 1. One
station, ruling the nation. Radio 1. 88 to 91 FM. This is Radio 2 from the BBC.
Dit was een radio.nl podcast.
Uit Zwanenburg.
Uit Norton, Virginia.
Feedback over de radio.nl podcast kun je sturen naar podcast@radio.nl.
Check ook de radio.nl dagoverzicht via radio.nl/dagoverzicht.xml.